Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Osoko Sibiya, who joins us every morning at this time to talk about wonderful news coming out of the African continent. Soku, good morning.
Good morning, Abongile and listeners.
Ah, all right. Now, when I saw what you wanted to talk about this morning, I was like, Soku's maybe losing it a little bit. Soku's losing it a little bit now. You're talking about sneaking up on animals on safari. Why?
Well, you know, when people go on game drives, the whole point is to actually see the game. And you can't go there with a loud car. You can't go there with a verpa, as what we would call it, because then you'll just scare all the animals away. You won't see anything. And, you know, that's part of the safari. It's part of game viewing. So keep quiet so you can watch the animals in their natural habitat. And for you, for if you're more adventurous and you actually want to get more up close, then the quieter you can be, the better. But, you know, with safari vehicles, I'm sure people have seen them. They're quite big. They're loud, first of all, with the engine running. So, you know, you can't get up and close as you want to be. Sometimes you find with some guys, especially in the East African area, that you actually get out of the car and maybe just walk it a bit so you can be up close with the animals, for example. But now what's happened is in Kenya and Tanzania, a company has basically started converting existing safari vehicles into solar electric ones. Now, this does two things. First of all, it's to decrease the whole carbon footprint. As more tourism companies, tourism groups or operators become more conservancy type of model, where, you know, you're leaving a lesser carbon footprint when you visit these places. It also just helps with the whole safari experience because it's quieter. So it runs on solar energy, and I mean, we have an abundance of sun. It only just makes sense. Instead of using fossil fuels in petrol and other things and diesel, you use solar-powered energy. It's electric, it's quieter, and you know, you're able to get more up close in terms of viewing the animals. You're not convinced.
Whatever happened to people? I'm just don't judge me. Don't come here and judge me. There was also, first of all, if we're going to see lions, there must be a cage that I'm in.
Yeah, you want bars.
I want bars. I need to be secured. I need to look. I can't go look at a lion with a car that's open at the top. What's going to happen? It's not happening. This is, and also, there's the things they call binoculars. Those things, you don't even need to come close to an animal. So, yeah, what?